Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday, your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Not only is it Friday, okay, the good Friday, hunty, but it is also us celebrating 2 years of Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Woohoo! You guys, I'm so freaking excited. Now, before I get really into it, I know I sound a little funny. I sound a little weird. My voice is going to be going in and out, changing up a little bit. I have the worst congestion ever. And I was sick in January with like some kind of cold flu type of crap. And then again, I'm sick again with some kind of cold flu type of crap. Okay, it is not the COVID or any of that. It's not the Rona. But hunty, I'm over it. I am so over it. I'm so over the cold and flu season. Like, I'm just over it. But anyways, we are not going to let that ruin our day, hunty, because yes, we are celebrating Fancy Plans turning to. We are celebrating Fancy Plans turning to. Okay, I'm just hyped up, okay? It's probably the cold medicine, okay? Just trying to, you know, clear up this congestion, so I'm probably hyped up on the cold medicine and coffee, okay? But don't be out here judging me, okay? Your girl is just trying to get well, okay? I would like to feel 100% good instead of, like, this weird coughing, cold, sniffling. You know, I'm like a whole Robitussin commercial at this point. I'm a whole NyQuil commercial. Like, that's what I'm feeling like, okay? Besides all of that, I am so excited about Fancy Plans turning 2. One of the things that I can't even, like, really find the words. I'm just so grateful for this podcast. I'm so grateful for this journey. And I just wanted to really just kind of talk to you guys about a few things. That was just like on my heart about this podcast this year. You know, it just really snuck up on me. I'm not celebrating Fancy Plans the way that I thought I would be, but I think it's the way that it needs to be. I thought I was going to be like really extravagant and have a bunch of giveaways and all these things, and things just didn't line up the way I wanted them. I was sick a lot throughout January, so I just wasn't really able to work on everything that I wanted to get done. And then, of course, I'm sick again. And, you know, I just thought, like, you know what? Instead of having a bunch of, like, giveaways, which we will do, like, later on, I will come in here and we are going to, like, truly celebrate the proper way. I decided that I was going to just take that break from just trying to, you know, have a bunch of giveaways and figuring all these different things out. And I want you guys to know, whether we have a giveaway, whether we don't have a giveaway, I love you regardless. I am grateful for you guys being here supporting me every week. And I definitely want to give back to y'all because you guys have given so much to me. It just didn't work out that way for this week. And I'm really sorry. And I felt really bad. And then I had to rein it in and say, you know what? These people come and support you every day of the week. Just because we're celebrating something big, which of course Fancy Plans turning 2, me going on this journey has been absolutely amazing. I shouldn't feel so bad that I wasn't able to do the things that I really wanted to do and execute the plan the way that I wanted. Because you guys show it for me whether I'm giving you something or not. And that is something that I'm so grateful for. I'm so grateful that this community that I have built and that we have built together is not about the physical or material things. We are more about each other. We're here to love each other, support each other. And it has just been an absolutely amazing journey. And so I thought I would talk about a little bit of Fancy Plans and how it came about, because I realized, you guys, as I was realizing that Fancy Plans was turning 2 and we're in season 3 of Fancy Plans, I started Fancy Plans and Things Radio right before the pandemic, right before the whole world shut down, right before Rona was out here just, you know, causing us to like be separate from people. And it would I didn't know that this podcast would be something that I would need. I didn't know that I would be able to talk about my life and I would be able to share my story and my journey and express all these things and lead me on this journey of authenticity. I had no clue that this was going to happen using this podcast. And I'm going to tell you some truths and some things that happened without going into like full detail, because I've never really like fully talked about it and I don't really plan to like go into everything. But I will say that this podcast was basically, it was kind of started because I had another podcast before this one and it just didn't work out. It just failed. It was a flop. And not necessarily a flop like to other people. Like other people really loved it. It just didn't work out, right? And when it didn't work out, I kind of was just kind of left like holding the bag of the other podcast and what should I do with it and all of these things. And I was like, I don't want this. I want to move on and I want to start something different. And one of the things that had been like, you know, put into me or like kind of said or whatever was like, oh, you don't know what you're doing and you're not going to be able to do this by yourself. Like who, if you don't do it with me, then who are you going to do it with? And, you know, stuff like that. And you kind of, when you have people around you who are not pouring into you, and I think that's why I'm so big on talking about people who are pouring into you and people who are truly, truly your circle, truly have your back, you have their back, is because I have been through a lot in this community. And there are times that I have said, you know what, F this, I'm about to walk away because I just don't need this crap. I don't need it. I didn't ask for this. I didn't sign up for this. But the good outweighs the bad every time in this community, because though there are some bad people and though there are some bad things and there are some tension and there's sometimes very serious and hard conversations to be had, there are so many things that are amazing about this community that just pulls me back every time. So in 2020, well, actually in 2019, I had come up with this plan that I was going to start a podcast. And I originally wanted to drop it in the middle, the very beginning of January, but things weren't lining up the way I wanted them to. I wanted to make sure that I had a guest and I wanted like the guest to fall like right behind like the first episode. And I was trying to make everything perfect because it was like such a big thing for me to be like out here on my own doing a podcast, because my old podcast, I had a partner. And it was just completely different. And so I wanted to make sure that I was putting myself into my podcast, but I was still really nervous. And of course, I still was all about, you know, the HP brand. And I was trying to also give that. And I was trying to like talk about the new releases and be uplifting and positive and felt like I could only say positive things. And so this is what that had to be. And, you know, because that world is like that, you know, it's that toxic positivity. And I was still trying to feed my audience the toxic positivity. And then 2020 hit and the podcast came out and it was doing really well and people were supporting me. And a lot of the people who said, hey girl, we know things fell apart, but you know, we're still here. If you do your own podcast, we'll support you. We'll support you. We'll support you. They were gone. They were gone, hunty. They had just left your girl out here in the dust. And it hurt. It did hurt because it was like, you have built, or so you thought you have built, those connections with these people. They talk to you every week. Y'all were supposed to be friends. Y'all were supposed to be, you know, homies and stuff like that. And what I realized is that this is where the genuine connections come in at. And that's why I talk about it so much, is because a lot of times you're not building genuine connections. If you're just hearting something or just liking something or having surface level conversations with each other, you're not building a real genuine connection with that person. One thing that I like is that me and my followers, we don't have to talk every day. When we do talk, we have a lot of different deep conversations. For one, I love the minimal sophisticated. We don't talk every day, but when we talk about deep things. And I absolutely love that. That means that me and her are building a genuine connection. We're not just talking about, you know, things that are just in this planet world. We have talked about family stuff. We've talked about personal things. And that's the things that are building genuine connections. Hearting, liking something, talking about surface level conversations are not building a genuine connection. And I realized that I wasn't building that genuine connection with those people. And that's why they were able to fall away. But it also hurt because in my head, I thought, I am building a genuine connection. These people really like me. We talk every week, this and that. But that's not what was happening. And again, I'm struggling with the podcast. I'm trying to figure out myself. And of course, we're still going through this like weird COVID journey because now we're all on lockdown and we can't really go outside. My hubs was laid off of work. We were freaking out about that. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to give it to God. I'm not going to worry about this. And somehow this was like one of the best times of our lives. I was doing the podcast. I think when I first started, I was doing it bi-weekly. And I really loved that time of doing it bi-weekly. And then I slowly did move into doing it every week. And I want to say, like, reminiscing back with like 2020 was that my hubs was home a lot. And I hate to record when he's home. So I would record when he was asleep because I don't know. I don't necessarily like hearing my voice played back. I am such a weirdo. So I feel very like shy and awkward when like my videos or like my podcast is played back and I'm somewhere near. Like I'm having like literally embarrassment moments. Like I'm so embarrassed. I'm having secondhand embarrassment. It is crazy. So I just did a lot of recording while he was asleep and we just really took time to really enjoy each other. And, you know, this is when we found out we really loved each other because we was locked up with each other like 24/7. I mean, we're already pretty much 24/7 together, but he leaves the house to go to work. So normally that's like our routine. He leaves the house to go to work. I'm at home working, do my own thing. And then he'll come home. We'll have dinner and stuff like that. That's like our routine. But at this point in time, we are locked in together. Y'all know 2020 was a hot mess. This is when you found out if you really loved your spouse or not, if you really loved your kids or not, because 2020 was a hot mess. Okay. And so as I was going through this journey of like podcasting, I started the 2020 planner getting happen. And that's when I started opening my eyes even more. And I had started opening my eyes slowly towards the Happy Planner community and the things that I saw that I didn't like and the things that I didn't want to be a part. And I was slowly opening my eyes to these things. But 2020 just really shook everybody. It shook everybody. And I went through this like really hard breakup. Okay. Do you remember like being like 15, 16, being in love with this boy? He broke your heart. And all you doing is like laying on your bedroom floor or laying on your bed, like Moesha with your journal, listening to sad ass music to get over this boy who has broken your heart. That's how I felt. I felt like I was going through a legit breakup with this planner company, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And as 2020 progressed, I still was doing the podcast, but I don't really think I was really finding myself. And so then 2021 comes, right? And in 2021, you guys, my girl Katie came to me like right at the end of 2020 and said, hey girl, you know, I want to take this self-care journey. And, you know, I was looking for something and I knew I needed something and I knew something was missing. And I said, you know what? I'll take this self-care journey with you, girl. Yeah, let's hold some challenges. I would love to do Planner Community Squad with you. And the point of Planner Community Squad is honestly to not make anybody feel excluded like other squads where it's just, this is just the Happy Planner Squad and this is just the EC Squad, which I don't feel like the EC people are like that. They're more very community and trying to get other people involved in things like that. I don't really necessarily feel like they do any excluding, but we do know that the Happy Planner community is somewhat like that, of just excluding folks. And the point of Planner Community Squad was to make everybody feel like you're included in something. You could do challenges, you could share things. And one thing that me and Katie kept in mind was that if nobody really joined us, that was fine. We wanted to really just focus on ourselves and take care of ourselves more. That's where I learned how to wellness plan. Wellness planning has been one of my favorite things to do. I track my food, I track my steps, I track my medications. I try to track my blood sugar and stuff like that. I'm really bad at that, y'all. I'm gonna do better. but I was tracking those things. And I learned how to, as I'm tracking these things, I started journaling. And this is when I started finding out that, like, I fell into the trap of Passion Planner. Because once again, I knew that I was cutting out, you know, HP and I wanted to try new things. And I didn't want to be tied down to one brand. And I fell over into the Passion Planner community. And I absolutely love Passion Planner. I love what they're about. I love my planner. This year, I'm not using a Passion Planner. And, you know, we'll talk about that later. But I started using that Passion Planner. And this is where I found that I truly enjoyed journaling a little blurb about myself each week. Things that I was feeling, things that I was going through. And this is where I started feeling like I wasn't just taking care of my body, but I was taking care of my soul. I was taking care of my mental health. And those things are really, really important. And I think in 2021, that's when I told you guys that I was going through a lot of different things. A lot of things was happening. 2021 started out really rough for me. A lot of you babes know, like, I started out with COVID, like, literally, like, a week into January 2021, I was sick. So this year, when I got sick again, and it was literally, I literally got sick on New Year's Eve, you guys, this year. And so I kind of was like, oh my God, not again. Like, this cannot be happening to me, because I really suffered a lot. You guys know I was in the hospital. I had to be put on oxygen. It was just a really, really scary time. And I felt really alone. And you guys were there. You guys supported me through that journey. You guys were checking in on me. You guys were loving me. And I'm so grateful for that. But it was such a scary journey. And we don't talk about, like, when you go to the hospital and everything that happens to you while you're there, you know, that's pretty traumatic, right? And then you come home, and I felt like I had PTSD. And I had told my friend Katie, I said, I'm afraid to, like, I can go in my office, but my anxiety is high, like, so high, like, COVID was a person and it was going to attack me. And I felt that way because I spent a lot of time in my office before I got sick. And then I just felt this overwhelming anxiety when I came home. I had cleaned my desk. I had cleaned my chair. I had cleaned the office top to bottom. And I still just felt like COVID was going to get me. I couldn't walk in this. I couldn't be in this space for a very long time. And I would just feel just crippling sick. And my anxiety would take over. And I would just have to leave. I couldn't be in here. I planned for my couch for months. And I didn't tell anybody this other than Katie. And I think I told Cassie. But I was struggling so much. And in 2021, so many things happened. It started with that I had COVID in January. And then in April, you know, I was still recovering throughout pretty much February. I didn't get my smell or taste back until freaking like April. So that was such a struggle for me. Okay. And then April came, you know, me and Hubs went on vacation and we had a really good time. And then a week later after vacation, my friend died from COVID. And then after he died from COVID, we move on and we get all the way to May or whatever. And James, you know, gets a call that his dad is sick. And his dad passes away from cancer. Then we have to fly out to Cali. And it was just a lot in 2021. And in this journey, I started realizing who my real friends were, who were the people who actually loved me, who were the people who actually were supporting me. I was realizing things about myself. I was starting to find that I wasn't enjoying the content that I was putting up as much because the content didn't involve me. There was not a lot of me in that content. It was what I thought other people wanted to see. And as the year went on and this time progressed, and as I was taking this wellness journey and I was talking to my girl Katie every other week, me and her were just chatting about life and different things, I started to find me. I started to find that I needed to go on a journey of authenticity. I needed to go on this journey to figure out, you know, who I am as a person and the things that I needed to post. And I'm saying all this stuff to you because I want you guys to know the journey that I took to get here. I want you guys to know the journey and the process. It has not always been easy. It has been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this podcast. And though I'm not perfect and I know I've made mistakes, you guys have stood beside me. And I think it's important to share this journey with you guys because somebody else may be on the edge of taking a journey and saying, I'm not sure if I should go. I'm not sure if I should step out and do this. One of my first episodes, when I talk about authenticity and I think about it, one of my first episodes, I said I was so scared. I was so afraid to put this podcast out. But I said, win, lose, or draw, I was going to put this podcast out. I was going to take that leap of faith because on the other side of that fear could hold the greatest moments of my life. And I have shared my ups. I have shared my downs here in this podcast. I have shared my journey with, you know, dealing with having a thyroid condition, have, you know, suffering with invisible illness just sucks, you know, having PCOS, you know, wanting a kid and not knowing if I'm ever going to be a mom to my own biological child. Because, of course, everybody's going to be like, you can adopt. And look, we know that adoption is an option, but it is always in our hearts to have our own child. Okay. And so it just, I've shared so much of me. I've shared so many pieces of me. And again, like I said, I just still felt like I wasn't being authentic. And it was a few months towards the end of 2021 when I realized what was missing. And I really want to say that it was October 20th. Okay. In Queentober, that I turned 36 and I had this aha moment. And I told you guys about this aha moment of where I kind of thought like, oh my God, I have been living life and wearing things and dress, doing things and saying things and all of these things for someone else. I wasn't living for me. I wasn't wearing the clothes that I loved. I wasn't, you know, people were like, oh my God, your arms are horrible. Or, oh my God, you have such a big stomach. But I love wearing things to show off the top part of my stomach. I love a little midriff. I love wearing things that are sleeveless and not having to worry about putting on a sweater. And that is one of the things that I learned in taking that journey of self-care was that I love me no matter what. Okay, I love my beautiful brown eyes. I love these big old arms I got. I love all this stomach. Okay. And why should I let someone else devalue who I am as a person and my worth for wearing something that I want to wear or doing something that I want to do and things that make me happy? I realized that in this journey of finding myself, or in this journey of taking the authenticity road and saying, okay, I'm going to do what makes me happy. Because at the end of the day, doing what makes you happy is the most important thing. You are what is your superpower. There's nobody else like you, sis. Go out here and do the damn thing. And if they don't like it, they don't want to see it, honey. Well, baby, move along, close your eyes, and walk the other way, hunty. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. I have no more energy or time to worry about what people think of me or what they like, or if they like this about me, or should I be this way? Because people pleasing doesn't get you anywhere. And I learned that through this podcast. I learned that I could speak up for myself. I learned that I could state my opinions. And I learned that just because I'm speaking up does not mean that I'm angry, I'm aggressive. Any of those negative stereotypes that they like to put upon Black women for speaking up, I am not. I am allowed to speak up. I am allowed to stand up for myself. I am allowed to call somebody out for their BS. And I'm allowed to exist in this space and truly be myself and not have to worry about anybody else judging me. That is what I have enjoyed about this podcast. That is what I haven't grown. That's what I have learned. And I feel like in 2020, I was just kind of fumbling in the dark and I wasn't really sure where I was going. And then in 2021, I was still fumbling, but I slowly started to find my groove. And as 2021 was starting to close, I moved into 2022. And now I found my niche out here in this planner community. I found out like the things that I like and things that I want to talk about and the things that the person who I'm truly meant to be has been here all along. I just had to set her free. I had to learn how to be grateful for the small things. See, I wanted to talk about being grateful for the small things, because if you can't be grateful for the small things, how can God, the universe, whatever you believe in, set you up for the big things? Because you ain't learned how to appreciate the small things. You ain't learned how to appreciate that you got food on your table, clothes on your back, your shoes on your feet, you know, type of stuff. You ain't been thankful for that. You ain't been thankful for it. You have money to put gas in your car to get to work. You ain't been thankful that you and your husband and your kids and whatever else you got going on in your life, y'all have been safe and protected from COVID. See, you haven't been thankful for the small things. So if you ain't thankful for the small things, how are we going to set you up to be blessed and be thankful for the big things? I am so grateful for this journey. I am so grateful for all of you who have been here supporting me my day ones. I'm so grateful for my Patreon crew. You guys are just a blessing and amazing thing that is in my life. And I'm grateful for this platform because it has taught me how to stand up for myself, to speak up, to really share who I am and not be afraid. And I no longer have to worry about, oh, well, they don't like me for this, or, oh, she's not my friend. Because guess what, girl? That's not your problem. If somebody doesn't like you, if somebody doesn't like the things that you're doing, if somebody doesn't like the things that you're saying, and I'm saying this as like not the things where you're being harmful for to other people, not where you're being racist, not where you're being performative, you know, not where you're just being nasty to other folks out here just saying nasty things or telling people to unalive themselves and all this crazy stuff. We're not talking about those things. But if you're truly living in your truth, you're truly finding your niche, you're truly living in authenticity and doing the things that you love, and you're not out here hurting anybody, who cares if they don't like it? Who cares if they don't want any parts of that? Because one thing that I have learned, and on this journey, especially on this journey of authenticity, and I was just looking at it this morning, where like I have been posting reels and TikToks and different content that is truly myself and me and the followers have been going up like crazy. People have been supporting me. People have been really loving the things that I'm posting. And guess what? I'm completely different. I'm sitting up here with a full set of nails with gummy bears and rhinestones on them, and I am so here for it. I'm loving every moment of sharing my creativity and my authenticity and just truly stepping into who I am. And what's crazy about it is that this is taking me all the way back to the first episode when I said, take the leap of faith. I'm so glad that I took the leap of faith to post that first episode. I'm so glad that I took the leap of faith to continue to be myself and to work on this journey of self-care. I'm so glad that I took the leap of faith to open the Patreon. I'm so glad that I took the leap of faith to say, I don't care what other people think of me. I'm a little weird. I'm a little quirky, and I'm okay with that. I'm glad I took that leap of faith. I'm glad I'm on this journey of just being myself. But even more, I'm just grateful for, like I said, for the small things. And I'm grateful for realizing, and I really wish I would have realized sooner, but I think that I had to go through that process. And like I said, I had to go through that process of finding who I was. And when you step out of a situation and you step into another situation, and especially when the situation ain't been so pretty, and you step into another situation and you're out here on your own, and you're like, girl, it's either sink or swim. And I had to choose to swim. And I had to choose to stand up on my own two feet. And I had to choose to say that I am okay with drawing boundaries and setting lines in the sand and saying that if you cross this line of disrespect, I will cut you off. I will speak up for myself. I will stand up for myself. This journey hasn't been easy, but it has been so rewarding. And I just want to remind you guys that if anybody is out there thinking about doing something, whether it's starting a podcast, starting a blog, starting a TikTok, starting a makeup page, a planner page, if you're thinking about anything that you want to do, you take that leap of faith. You step out on faith, because I'm telling you, it is going to be one of the greatest journeys that you have ever taken. And I sit here today with this podcast being almost 2 years old. 2 years old on Monday, you guys. On Monday, okay? It's going to be 2 years old. And as I reflect over this journey and as I talk about the things that have happened and how things were going for me, and I look back and I'm so excited. I'm so excited about all the things that I accomplished. I'm so excited about the future of this podcast and the things that I have planned for it and the things that I want to do. And you know what? I even am excited that I'm different. I'm not like every other podcast. I'm really happy with Fancy Plans and Things Radio because we talk about more than just the planner. I told you that that's one of the things that I always wanted to do, was talk about more than just my planner, because I am more than just my planner. And I'm glad that I have found who I am. I have resonated with so many babes out here in this community. And you guys letting me know that you're loving the episodes every week and how we're talking about these topics and we're opening up discussions. You guys are absolutely freaking amazing. I'm just so grateful. I'm so blown away. And I don't know what else to say other than I love you guys so much. I'm so thankful. And I don't really know what else I can say other than I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for you babes. And yeah, I kind of wanted to give you guys a couple of tips on how to be grateful for the small things, because we can say that all day, every day about how, you know, we should be grateful for the small things, having gratitude. One of the things that I have found for me personally is keeping a gratitude list in my wellness planner. I have one for every week. I love to write down things and I make sure that I write down small things. So the first tip that I would give you guys is have a gratitude list, whether you have it in a wellness planner, whether you have it in the back of your planner, or a section for weekly in your planner where you say, okay, this week, this is my gratitude area. This is what I'm going to write things down and say that I'm grateful for. Being grateful is something that I have learned that has come really handy to me. And I'm going to say this because for me, I grew up Pentecostal. And I have learned that my journey with God versus what I was raised and what I was taught, my journey with God and my walk with God is just that, right? And I always try to respect everybody else because I know not everyone believes in God, and that's not my job to judge you or whatever. Whatever you believe in, whatever is your higher power, I'm here for it. That, you know. So I always want to respect people. But one of the things for me that I have learned is a lot of times when people pray or we ask for things or we say these things out in the universe, before we even do that, we're asking for a bunch of things. were asking for, oh Lord, bless my bank account. Oh, can I have this? And oh, can you heal me? And can you heal my son? And can you bless this? And blah, blah, blah. Like, we're asking for things. And gratitude is not about asking for something. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful for things, the appreciation for something, having gratitude, even just returning the favor to someone. That can be gratitude. You want to show someone that you love them or you care about them. And in return, you're being grateful and appreciating things that are around you that are happening, whether it's something as small as I woke up this morning, as small as, oh my God, I had my favorite iced coffee this week. But you being able to point out the good throughout the bad and being thankful for those things are so important in the grand scheme of things. So my tip number one is make a gratitude list, whether it's in your planner, whether it's in a journal, just make a gratitude list. Number two is we all have bad days. We all have bad moments. We all have bad things happen to us. Just a series of unfortunate events, okay? It's called life. But in a way to practice gratitude, even in the way of things called life, like I have been sick for way longer than I should have been, okay? I just keep getting sick randomly, and I'm just not sure if it's just because it's cold outside and because we've been quarantined so much, like, you know, whether we're just, because I'm in the house pretty much all the time, so I only go out like once every week, and that's usually on the weekend. So I'm thinking that because I'm quarantining so much, that now that I'm out just a little bit more sometimes, that my body is not used to all these germs. We also had a lot of construction stuff going on in our apartment. And so I'm thinking that some of the leftover dust is also aggravating my allergies, which is making everything just worse. So I have learned to find that sometimes my gratitude is something simple as hell. Even though I'm feeling crappy, I am so grateful for this Mucinex, okay? I am so thankful for these cold pills. I'm so thankful for this allergy medicine. Look, it has been terrible out here. But sometimes you just have to be thankful for even the smallest thing. You can't even just be thankful for positive experiences. Sometimes you need to be thankful for the things that you are going through, because sometimes they're life lessons. These things are happening to you to teach you something. And maybe we can't see like the light of day in this moment, but on the other side of this journey, the sun will shine again, sis. And sometimes we just need to be thankful that we're going through this, because sometimes your greatest test, your greatest blessing is right on the other side. And my last tip about learning to be grateful and choosing gratitude is take time to sit down and reflect. I think a lot of times what happens with gratitude and having a gratitude journal and being grateful for the small things, we kind of feel like they're repetitive. They're the same small things over and over and over again. And that kind of is like, well, how can I be grateful? I've already said that I'm grateful for waking up, and I'm already said I'm grateful for spending time with my husband, or I'm grateful for my dogs or my cats or whatever. But sometimes you need to sit down and really reflect. Maybe there's something that you're grateful about that doesn't have anything to do with anyone else but you, or something that you achieved at work that you're grateful for. Gratitude can be such an open wide world type of thing that you can be grateful for pretty much any and everything, but you also want to make sure that you're not repeating the same things or writing the same things, because while those small things are important, the point of gratitude and learning how to be grateful is to realize that you're grateful for the small things, and you're welcoming in the more opportunity for bigger doors to open for you. You're welcoming in love and peace. You're welcoming all these things into you and into your life so that you're able to see the joy. Even when you're going through, even when you're in the dark, you know that you're going to be able to come out of this moment. You're going to be able to come out on the other side. But you have to take time to reflect within yourself in order to see those things. And so I just wanted to give those little tips of like just saying, you know, like, let's take time to be grateful for the small things. Let's have a little bit of gratitude. And remember to just take that leap of faith. faith. So yeah, I know this episode was a little deep today, you guys, but that's what I felt. It was on my heart to talk about it. And I'm going to start listening to those things that are on my heart to talk about. I've been writing notes down for things that I just really feel like. And this was just really fitting. And I just, again, like I said, if anybody is out there thinking about doing something, wanting to do something, go for it. Because I can tell you now, like, I'm trying not to be emotional, but like, this podcast is one of the best things that's ever happened. I've made so many amazing friends. I've made so many great connections, and I'm so happy in how far this journey has come. And, you know, when I first started this podcast, I was really upset. Like, oh my God, I can't believe other things fall apart. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so confused. Why am I doing this by myself? That was supposed to fall apart in order for something better to come together, in order for Fancy Plans and Things to be born. And so I am so happy for that. I am so grateful for my journey. And that is something that I want to tell people. Like, when you look back at your journey, you look back at all the hard things and the things that you went through, sometimes that's when you can start to find those moments of being grateful, because you're like, oh my God, if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this position. So I'm grateful for the things that led me up to this. I'm grateful for the position that I'm in. I'm grateful for the journey that I'm taking. And I'm so proud of the accomplishments and the hard work that I have put into this podcast. And I'm proud that we're sitting at over, 16 different countries listens. And we have over 20,000 listens on this podcast. I am just absolutely blown away. I am so grateful and I am so thankful for you babes who have just taken the time out to come and listen to this podcast every week, who show up, who support me. You guys are absolutely freaking amazing, but I'm even more proud of me and my journey and my story. And I hope that this can help somebody. And let's open the door again this week for discussions. You guys are not alone, because guess what? This week is Valentine's Day weekend. And I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, because y'all know your girl loves love. I love you babies. I'm just really excited. And I can't believe Fancy Plans is turning 2. Woohoo! Yes. Happy birthday, Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Thank you guys for joining me this Friday to celebrate, to listen to a little bit of my story and my journey. I just wanted to be able to inspire you babes out there, remind you babes to, like, don't sweat the small stuff. Okay. Learn to be grateful and be thankful for the small things. And if there's anything you want to do, take that leap of faith, girl. Jump off that cliff. Do it, because it could be so rewarding. Okay? Just on the other side could be the most gratifying thing you've ever done in your life or received. I'm telling you, go out there, do it. You got my support. I will put my other babies onto you and you will have their support, because we're out here supporting each other. We are queens adjusting other queens' crowns and supporting queens out here. And that is all that I want to see. Queens and kings out here supporting each other and pouring into each other and building circles and foundations to really have those genuine connections with each other, because that's what it is definitely all about. So anyways, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing Valentine's Day, hunty. Yes. Okay. Okay. You know, and Sunday is self-care Sunday, honey. So go ahead and zip that little bubble bath. Okay. Put a little lotion on your skin and stuff and moisturize and smell all good and looking all nice and things. Okay. All right. Because, you know, Monday is Valentine's Day and you got to get with your hunty, okay? And if you don't have a hunty, well, come hang out with me on Fancy Plans and Things Radio, girl, okay? Come listen to this episode. If you know your friend ain't got nobody, send them this episode and say, listen, girl, okay? So they could get motivated, they can feel loved, they can feel supported, because that's what we do over here. We love and support, okay? I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Remember, Sunday is self-care Sunday. Seriously, it is self-care Sunday. So take time to take care of you, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. You definitely need to recharge. And I will talk to you babes later. And until next time, stay fancy.